Likutei Halachos, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayeshev, Tovshin Pei Gimel. We dedicate the shir today, Li'ilui Nishmas, Chaya Bas Shraga Feivel, whose yahrzeit is today, on the 22nd of Kislev, and for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, B'soich Shar Choli Yisrael. We started a new halacha in the previous shir, Halacha Gimel, and we gave the introduction from Likutei Moran that this was based on chapter 30 in Likutei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins, and once again he uses very, very powerful wording in speaking about this issue of a beard and peis. V'alkein, ikar hadas Yisroel, v'ikar hayahadus, tolui bezokon upeis. And therefore, based on what Rabbeinu Zal says there in Likutei Moran, and based on what we're going to be learning here, we're going to see that the main law of Klal Yisrael, the Torah, and Jewishness for a man is dependent on a beard and peis. Ubohem nikar hayehudi. And that's how a Jew is recognizable. We mentioned this once in the past that the Arizal says, in the olden days, no one shaved their beard. There was no concept of that. And what made Avram Avinu different from the other nations, what set him apart, what made him recognizable as being different from them, was the peis. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, the Arizal says, Ekev asher shom Avram b'koili, because Avram Avinu listened to what I said. And the word Ekev, the Arizal says, is bigimatria two times peah. Back inside, Kihu mizera beirech Hashem, mizera Yisrael. The beard and peis is what makes a man, a Jewish man, recognizable, that he is from the blessed children of Hashem, from the blessed children of Am Yisrael. Umi sheruach acheresi moichas v'shon, and a person who decides they don't want any part in that, they don't want to be Jewish, they don't want to be connected to Hashem, v'roitze lichbor chas v'shon b'lekei Yisrael, the person wants to deny faith in Hashem, tchilas hakfirahu shemashlich chas v'sholom me'olov hazokanu peis. The beginning, the first major move that the person makes is the removal of the beard and peis. Ki be'emes kol das Yisroel hakodosh hu tolui bezokanu peis. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what Rabbeinu Zal says there in Likutei Moran, and we're gonna explain this now, based on that, the entire Yiddishkeit, the entire Torah, is connected to the beard and peis. Ki kol divrei toiroseinu akdosha v'chol ha-mitzvois kulam hem bechinas tzimtzumim lahasogas elokusiyus borach. Because the entire Torah and all the mitzvahs and all of Judaism is all about making vessels into which to contain and receive the high level understanding of Hashem, the great light, the infinite light of Hashem. Kimavur b'maimer anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, where he says, Hasogas elokus, a true high level understanding of Hashem is something that's very, very hard to comprehend. And the only way for us to be able to relate to it is if it's brought down many, many levels into tzimtzumim, into constrictions, into vessels. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say there, ki kol ois v'ois, v'chol teva v'teva mitoroseinu akdoshu shebichsav u'bal peh, every single letter and every single word of the written Torah and the oral Torah, v'chol mitzvah u'mitzvah, and every single mitzvah, v'chol minhag kosher shel Yisrael am ha-kodosh v'anivchar, and every single custom, every single proper religious custom of the holy chosen nation. And he's careful to say every kosher minhag, because there are people that say, we have a minhag to do this and this, and unfortunately, some cases, there's no such minhag. Some cases, it's superstitions or nonsense that people picked up somewhere along the way. So he says, every kosher minhag of the holy chosen Jewish nation, kulam heim shiurin v'tzimtzumim. All of these are forms and constrictions She'al yodom yizku lahasig hasogas elokus yisbarach, by which we are able to achieve an understanding of Hashem, kol chad lefuman demeshar belibe, each and every single person based on their level, based on their capability of perceiving the greatness of Hashem, kifi asher yizke al yedei avoidosoi v'yigosoi b'toyro u'mitzvoi sumaisim toivim, and also based on a person's effort, the amount of effort a person puts in to studying Torah and fulfilling the mitzvot and performing good deeds, v'yifroish mimaisim roim, and to abstain, to stay away from doing bad things. This sentence we just read, ki kolois vois, in these four or five lines, again, Rav Nosson Zal capsulized the whole Yiddishkeit, what it's really all about. That one of the main reasons for studying the Torah and for performing mitzvahs is to give us the capability and the ability to understand Hashem on our level, to understand Hashem, to connect with Hashem on our level. V'chol elu hatzimtzumim vashiurim, and all of these constrictions and all of these shapes and forms of the letters of the Torah and the mitzvahs and everything, b'chinas shiurim diasvan doiraisa, which are the measurements of the letters of the Torah, the shapes and forms of the letters of the Torah, kulam heim b'chinas saros kanal. They are all like hairs, as we mentioned in the previous paragraph, that Rabbeinu Zal says there, the Hebrew word for hair is sa'arois, and the Hebrew word for measurements or shapes and forms is shiurim. V'chulam nimshochim misa'arois dedikna kadisha v'hapeyos. And the entire Torah and all the mitzvahs and all of this draws from the holy hairs of the beard and peis, ki kol sara v'sara mehapeyos mehadikno kadisha v'yakira, because every single hair of the peyos and the holy precious beard, kulam heim bechinas tzinoirois elyoinim v'tzintzumim kedoshim, all of them are heavenly pipes and holy constrictions. Shemishom nimshach kol chokhmas haTorah kedosh v'mitzvos, from which we draw all the wisdom of the holy Torah and all the mitzvos. She'al yodom masigim elokus yisborach, by which we achieve an understanding and a connection to Hashem. Whose beard are we talking about here? Kaviyochel, we're talking about the beard of Hashem. Now, we're not talking about anything physical, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. But this is the terminology that's used in the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Chassidus to refer to the different aspects of Hashem from which we receive. We talk about Hashem's midas hachesed, the kindness of Hashem, is Hashem's right hand. The judgment of Hashem is Hashem's left hand. So now, all the wisdom of Hashem, the chokhmah of the Torah Kedosh, and all of its mitzvahs, with the Sifrei Kabbalah teach us, come, we draw it via the beard. Ki tleisar tikunei dikno kadisha, heim keneged shloshesrei midos sha Torah nedreshes behem. Because the 13 tikunim of the beard, which the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about and explain, they represent the 13 formulas by which we interpret the Torah. Sheheim klolius haTorah kedosha, which basically represent the entire Torah. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds these words, oy lemi shenoigea chas v'shalom lahashches sara achas mehadikno kadisha v'hapeyos. Woe is to that person who dares to raise a hand, to touch one hair of the holy beard and peis, bishot nefesh, with a lack of any feeling, ubezodain, and intentionally, ubema'al, and in a rebellion against Hashem. Oy loy v'oy lenafshoy, woe is to that person, woe is to their soul. Ki oiker atzmoy v'nafshoy melekei Yisrael. The person is uprooting themselves, taking themselves and their soul and detaching it from Hashem. Ve'ein loy chelek b'toiras Moshe, and the person is disconnecting completely from the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Oy lenafshom ki gomlu lehem l'ra. Woe is to these people who have done such a terrible thing to themselves. Now remember, we spoke in a previous shir that there's levels here. There's halacha. And the halacha says that if you do this using a razor blade, that's forbidden. If you're not using a razor blade, it's not forbidden. It's permissible for a person to cut the hair of the beard, the hair of the payas, with the payas as long as they leave a certain amount, a certain length, etc. Whereas, according to the Sifrei Kabbalah, they're the ones that emphasize this, that even using kosher means, a person would not want to cut the beard. And the payas, there it's different. There, as far as I know, there is no isur, according to Kabbalah, of cutting the payas. There is a concept of leaving it a certain length. Ubishvil ze nispashto bavaynesenu horabe moid chokmas hafilosofia vohapikursis bemedinas ashkenaz usvivosehem. And Rav Nosson Zal says this will explain why we have this plague during our time. He's talking about his time in the early 1800s when the Reform movement developed and started imposing, going to the non-Jewish government, to the Russian government, to the Polish government, and asking them, convincing them to force religious Jews to have to study secular education. And secular education meaning a type of, not just math, and secular education means a type of education which would contradict the Torah in many ways. Sheporku me'aleim be'elu hadoirois oil malchus shamayim legamri, whereby these people, the founders of the Reform movement, have thrown away from themselves totally respect for Hashem, allegiance to Hashem. V'hishlichu zekonam v'roiv ha'peyos, and they got rid of their beards and most of the payas. U'meluboshim b'malbusheim, and they dress like the goyim, they dress like the non-Jews. They've rejected the Jewish clothing, the long coat, the black and white, and then now they're dressing like the non-Jews. Kimavoyer b'maymar now, because Rabbi Nizal explains over there in chapter 30 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, shelefa'omim noifeles hamalchus chochmot ha'toanal bein ho'arba malchus, that sometimes, unfortunately, the holy malchus, the holy kingdom of Hashem, which is referred to as Chochmot HaTorah, there are times when it falls, and it falls into the domain of the four kingdoms of the Sitra Achra. V'ze bechinas za'akas moishel baksilin. Rabbi Nizal says there, this is what the Pasuk in Koheles is referring to when it speaks about the screams of the ruler among the fools. Shehamalchus tsoyekes bekoil mar al shenofla chachmosa bein haksilin. The Malchus, the holy kingdom of Hashem, cries out in a bitter cry over the fact that its knowledge has fallen among the fools. Shehaksil roitzel lehischakim. The fool wants to say that he's the real smart one. These people studying secular wisdoms, they want to make believe as if they're the intelligentsia. The Jewish people who are studying Torah, the Torah is archaic. The Torah is for cavemen and things like that. But we are in a modern world now, and we have much more knowledge than the Torah. And we have a better knowledge to replace the Torah completely. Chas v'shalom. Dahainu shehem roitzim lezgaber chas v'shalom b'chochmas chitzonius shalohem. They want to try to rise up with their secular studies, shehem philosophia v'apikursis. And here he's focusing especially on philosophy, other things that promote denial of the existence of Hashem, that promote rejection of religion, shehem ksilus be'emes, which is really nonsense, it's foolishness. Al yidei shenoflo hachachmat ha'Torah b'chinas malchus bagolus. And what's giving them power is the fact that, unfortunately, the malchus, this this lower chachma has gone into exile. V'chulu, etc. As Rabbi Nazal elaborates on this over there in Likutei Moran. V'yalkein, al yidei shemashchisin zekonon ba'ashkenaz. And therefore, as a result of this element of German Jewry, who got rid of a beard completely, so what they're getting rid of, they're removing the wires by which we're able to receive understanding of Hashem. They have destroyed and removed the Chochma Tato, the Malchus. Al kein al yidei ze mizgaber chas v'shalom chochmas chitzonius shu chochmas ha-philosophia. That's what's feeding and that's what's strengthening their universities, their secular wisdoms, and especially philosophy, where again they're questioning, everything can be questioned, anything can be doubted. V'al kein hein oiskim shom b'chochmas chitzonius b'yoyser. And that's why they are really pushing secular studies, secular wisdom. Alidei shemashchisin pa'as zekonon b'shot nefesh. As a result of their destroying their beard with intention, evil intentions. Va'ovrim al chamisha lavin b'chol pam. And the Torah tells us that if a person removes the beard, if a person cuts the beard with a razor, they're violating five different violations in the Torah. Kize tolui boze. Because this whole concept of promoting only secular wisdom and using it to replace the Torah and to contradict the Torah and to put doubt on everything in the Torah, all of that is tied into and dependent on the removal of the beard. Chochmas chitzonios. This whole desire and this whole major promotion and veering into secular wisdom is related to the destroying of the holy beard. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you want to be honest, they're not just violating those five prohibitions in the Torah. Ki kishemaschisen pa'as zekonon ki ilu oivrim al kol ha-Torah kula. Because by destroying the beard, it's like they're violating the entire Torah. Ki kol ha-Torah kula tluya bazeh. Because based on our explanation, that the only way to achieve understanding of Hasogas Elokus is through these wires, through these pipes, through the hairs of the beard, by eliminating the beard, we're cutting off completely our ability to understand Hashem and to relate to Hashem. Question from the ladies' gallery. Rav Nosson Zal is teaching us here that in a mirin, by men, the beard and payas represent the constrictions that allow them to understand Hashem. Is there something parallel in a woman that can enable her to understand Hashem? My answer is, I don't know. Certainly, the mitzvahs, we said here that every mitzvah is a tzimtzum, is a keli, a vessel, into which this Hasogas Elokus is found. So those mitzvahs that are related to women, the mitzvah of Nida, Hafroshas Chala, candle lighting, all of the women's mitzvahs, Tznius, all of those mitzvahs are their kalim for sure, number one. Number two, certainly for married women or children, certainly they are receiving via the husband, via the father of the home, or if a person is attached to the tzaddikim, there also, Rabbi Nazal shows there in Likud Imran that we cannot achieve Hasogas Elokus unless a person has a Rebbe who can bring down that Hasogas Elokus into Tzimtzumim. So when we're studying the Torah of the Tzaddikim, when we're studying the Torah Shebal Peh and all the works of the Tzaddikim, those are examples. Their teachings, their writings are these Tzimtzumim by which we can achieve Hasogas Elokus. Ki al yedei hatar v'hasakin shemerimim al hadikno kadisha l'ashchisa, because through that razor or that knife that they're lifting up against the holy beard to destroy it, chas v'shalom, al yedei ze mizgaber chas v'shalom malchus ha-molek. This strengthens the leadership of the Sitrachra, the kingdom of Amalek, Shehu Klolius Shel Kol HaArba Malchius, Kanal B'Maimaral. Amalek is a composite of all the evil of all four kings of the kingdoms of the Sitrachra, as Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moran. Ki Amalek Hu Mizera Esav HaRosha. Amalek is a descendant of Esav, Sheyenikosoi Mebechinas Valchar B'Chotichya. And in the Torah tells us, Esav draws from the sword. Esav lives by the sword. She'ikr yinikosoi, kishenifgam chas v'shon chochmat ha'tok anal malchus anal. The main ability for Esav and Amalek to draw power and energy is when our chochmat ha'tok, our malchus, is damaged. Shehu b'chinas cherev noikemes nekam bris. The Torah tells us that the Malchus of Kedusha is referred to as a sword that avenges the holy covenant of Hashem. Kimavur b'maimaral, as Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there in Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'chinas chatochoi la'arba hanemar shemaimaral. And this is also what Rabbeinu Zal says there, that when Shmuel Hanavi found out that Shaul HaMelech had not fulfilled the commandment of Hashem to wipe out Amalek completely, and he allowed the king of Amalek to survive, Agag, the Torah says, Shmuel Hanavi went, he took a sword, and he cut him into four. He chatochoi ledalid. And Rabbeinu Zal explains what this means is that he cut the Malchus of Kedusha to sever the connection to the Malchus of the Sitrachra, to the four kingdoms of the Sitrachra. That's this chatochoi ledalid. Ki ikar alias v'tikun hamalchus hanal hu al yedei tikun hacheref dikdusha. Because the main elevation and perfection of the malchus is by perfecting the sword. Shal yedei ze choitchen hamalchus shehi bechinas dalid min hadalid malchius. Because through the holy sword, we detach the holy malchus from the four kingdoms of the Sitrachra, bebchinas chatochoi ledalid, umachnien hacherev shel Esav, and we defeat the sword of Esav, shehu malchus Amalek, bechinas valchar b'chotichya, he has his sword. Ukeshemeirim chas v'shom tar v'sakin, and when a Jew chas v'shom lifts up a razor or some other type of knife, shehu bechinas cherev, which is like a sword, al hazokon hakodosh, against the holy beard, hu poige ma'oid ma'oid b'hamalchus dikdusha, he's causing major damage to the holy kingdom, shehi bechinas cherev noikemes nekambris, which is referred to as this holy sword that avenges the covenant of Hashem. She'ikr yenikosa me'oyer haponim. The main source from which the Malchus of Kedusha draws its life and its light is from the face, the light of the face, the oyer haponim. Mibechinas sarois hazokon vapeos, from the hairs of the beard and peis. Now this is not Rav Nosson, this is based on the Sifrei Kabbalah. Every word Rav Nosson Zal saying here is not his own. He's basing this on what's written very clearly and explained in the Zohar HaKadosh, in all the Sifrei Kabbalah, who explain the different parts of the body and the different parts of Adam Ho'elyon, of Kaviyochel, the body of Hashem, which is again nothing physical. Umizgaber chas v'shalom charboi shel Esav. And that allows the sword of Esav to become powerful. Bechinas Malchus Amalek, the kingdom of Amalek, Shehu Klolius HaArba Malchius, which is a composite of all four kingdoms of the Sitrachra. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues. Where did all of this start? How did this begin? This whole process of Reform Jewry, promoting secular studies, and cutting off the beard and peis. V'heim bo'u l'chol zeh al yidei pigam habris shepog mutchila. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you'll study carefully and if you'll find, you'll know the truth, you'll know that all of this started with pigam habris. Ki bevadai ein odam meirim yodoi lahashchis pas zekonoi chas v'shalom kiim kishepogam tchila bebris koidesh harbe moi. because a Jew would never lift up their hand to destroy the beard unless the person was first poigem and bris, unless the first person first sinned in purity, the purity that's expected between men and women according to the Torah, unless the person has sinned harbe ma'oid in a major, major way. Rav Nosson Zal here again is talking very, very, very powerful, very serious. Shalidei ze pogam bahamoyach b'chochmat ha'tokanal, because the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that the bris is connected to the brain. The Zohar Kodesh says siluka di yisoido ad abba ve'ima. The power of the bris yisoid rises up all the way up to Chachma and Bina. So if when a person's brain is damaged, when the Chachma is damaged, usually it has been preceded by Pegama Bris. V'nizgaru boi machshavos rois, Chachmas chitzonius. And as a result of that, all kinds of bad thoughts and all kinds of secular wisdom takes over the person. Ad shehi siyoi ruchoi horo lahash chesakon echashon, to the point where it led the person to actually destroy the beard. And when a person does that, they're disconnecting, detaching themselves completely from the Holy Kingdom, from Chochmat HaTorah, mehasogas ve'emunas Yisrael, from achieving the understandings, the Chochma and the Emuna of Judaism, and the person has no portion in Hashem, in the Holy Torah, and in the Jewish nation. Now notice, Rav Nosson Zal does not say this about other things. He doesn't use this kind of harsh language, because this is something that people might not think, I'm not hurting anybody, I didn't kill anybody, I didn't steal. It's not so terrible. And the Sifrei Kabbalah show us that you don't know, we don't know. Again, the mashal I give of a child who walks into a control room of a computer that controls missiles, and he sees green buttons, yellow buttons, red buttons, and kids know buttons on a toy that you press them and they make music, or they scream, or they do funny things. And he presses all the buttons on this computer, and then somebody comes running into the room. Who's touching those buttons? And the child says, it doesn't work. Nothing's working here. I pressed all the buttons. No music. No music. You don't know. You just shot missiles. You destroyed cities, whole cities, millions of people. Here it's the same thing. Without the Zohar Kodesh, without the Sifrei Kabbalah, sometimes we have no idea whatsoever of what's going on when we do a mitzvah, we do an aveira. And again, the Chidozal says, we have the pasuk in Tehillim, Al tihyu kisus kifered ein hovin. Don't be like a horse, like a mule that has no brains, that has no understanding. And he says, pered refers to those people who study Torah, that but They limit themselves. They're not interested in the Sod. They only want the Pshat Remez Drush. They don't believe in Sod, or they ignore Sod. He says they could be compared. It's like the difference between a mule and a human being. That's the difference in the level of understanding of Torah. It's like a person who stops in third grade and they don't want to go any further. They graduated. They graduated elementary school, high school, college, graduate school. I'm finished. I learned everything I need to know coming out of third grade, not knowing that there's 4 through 8 of elementary school, and then there's 9 through 12 of high school, and there's levels and levels more. Any questions, please? A question. It seems surprising that we can do an action on the beard in the physical world that'll harm the spiritual corollary of the beard in the spiritual world. Could you elaborate on that? The answer is yes. That's basic Judaism, Judaism 1.0, that everything in the physical world is wired to the spiritual world. Everything, our eyes, our ears, the food we eat, everything is wired. And everything we do physically, properly, is performing major spiritual tikkunim, and everything we do wrong is causing major physical destruction. The Baal Shem Tov said that the Pasuk says we're going to say this tonight when we go to shul Friday evening. Those that daven Nusach Sfarad, we say Hoidu before Mincha. It says there, Re'evim Gam Tzemeim, Hashem has made us hungry and thirsty because Nafsham Bohem Tisatov, because there are souls wrapped in that food and drink. And when I make a bracha and I take a drink, by making a blessing and drinking that water or coffee or apple juice, whatever it is, I'm achieving, I'm elevating spirituals, I'm completing Jewish souls, I'm making major, major spiritual tikkunim. And if I drink it without a bracha, or if I eat meat that has been slaughtered improperly, I could be destroying souls. I could be causing souls to have to wait another 100 years before they can get their tikkun. A question in the chat. I'm very confused regarding the Breslov approach to getting deep into Sod. Number one, Rav Rosenfeld touched on it always, number one, and there was a period of time that he was giving shiurim in Tikkuni Zohar, and all of the Breslov Sfarim, the Likutei Moran, the Sipurei Maaseis, are all wired and based on the Zohar HaKadosh, the Tikkuni Zohar, the writings of the Arizal, the commentaries such as Paparois L'Chachma and others show all the connections, all the wires from the Likutei Moran, the Likutei Halachos, all of these Sfarim, how it's connected to all of the deep Kabbalah Sfarim. You need to know that even though the Kabbalah is so important and so important, there's a lot of prerequisites. There are prerequisites. And a person needs to first go to first grade, second grade, third grade. A person needs to study the five Chumashim with Rashi and with the proper commentaries, and to study Mishnah and to study Gemara in order to have a healthy understanding of the Sifrei Kabbalah. Or it should be taught by a person who's very, very qualified, who has that base, who has Torah Shebenigla, who has the revealed Torah in a good, healthy way, and is an authority, really qualified, has proper smicha to know that this person really understands halacha and fulfills halacha properly. And then that person also studies Kabbalah, supplements it with Kabbalah, with Hasidus. That's a certain shleimus. And there, that person has to use tremendous discretion who they're talking to. Turn on a million-watt bulb, you know, and show it to someone who isn't wearing the proper filters, you're going to blind them, chas v'shalom. So therefore, there is an issue of selectiveness, tremendous selectiveness that has to be done. Teaching Gemara to a person who doesn't know Chumash is riboyoyer. And teaching Kabbalah to a person who doesn't have the proper requirements, the proper emuna, the most important requirement that Reb Chaim Vital writes is real, solid, solid faith in Hashem, faith in tzaddikim, and genuine humility to know that if I'm going to hear anything or see anything that I don't understand, I'm not going to attribute it to a weakness in the Torah. I'm going to know that it's only my own weakness. Now Reb Nosson Zal continues. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal says that how do we fix all of this? He says we need chesed. Chesed plays a major role in repairing any damage that's been done to the malchus. And he quotes a pasuk, V'huchan b'chesed kisoi. Hashem will establish his throne with chesed. The malchus is established with chesed. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain there that one powerful example of the chesed we're talking about here is rebuke. When a person loves someone enough that when they see that person doing something wrong, making a mistake, they want to help them get out of the mistake. They know that that's a good person. They simply don't know, or they don't know the right thing, and they want to make it clear to them that they're doing something wrong. They're hurting themselves, and to be able to correct them. So there Rabbeinu Zal speaks about toichacha, a healthy, kosher, proper type of rebuke. That's a display of chesed. Paragraph Gimel. V'ikar ha-chesed shal yodai choytchen es ha-malchus minu arba malchus hanal. One of the main forms of chesed by which we're able to cut and sever the connection between the Malchus of Kedusha from the four Malchus of the Sidra Achra, Nimshach al Yedei Toichocha. We draw that chesed through rebuke. Shal Yedei Toichocha Nizgale Chesed. And Rabbi Nizal shows this there from Psukim. V'hatoichocha hu hikefi ha-toira v'hatfila shel kol echad v'echad. Rabbi Nizal says there, how does a tzaddik know how to rebuke people? And he explains it's based on the Torah and tefillah of the people. The Torah and the tefillah of those who are close to a tzaddik, their Torah and tefillah comes to the tzaddik. And through this, he has the ability to recognize where that person is at. Kefi ho'azus shel kol echad v'echad. And especially based on the azus of each and every person, the azus de kedusha and the azus of the sitra achra, kimavur heitev shom b'mayim haral, as Rabbi Nizal elaborates on this towards the end of that chapter on Likutei Moran. Because Rabbi Nizal says there that the Torah and Tefillah doesn't have names on it when it comes to the tzaddik. So how does he know which is which? And Rabbi Nizal shows there, it's through the level of Azus Dikdusha that a student shows of wanting to come close to the tzaddik, or a lack of Azus Dikdusha. That's one of the ways by which the tzaddik is able to recognize which Torah and Tefillah is coming from which person and be able to correct the mistakes, the holes in the person's Torah and Tefillah. V'chol ze kolol bedikno kadisha. And all of this is included and related to the holy beard. Kiasarois dedikno kshishin la'achbaya ledinin. Because the hairs of the beard are straw, are tough in a sense, in order to subjugate the midas hadin, to suppress the midas hadin. Kimavur b'zoyer kodesh. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ze bechinas ha'azis digdusha. This is an example of azis digdusha, holy azis, bechinas az v'koshe, powerful and hard, tough. Shaydeze ikar hasogas ha'toira utfila, which is one of the main requirements and prerequisites for a person to succeed in Torah and tefillah. It requires azis digdusha, a brazenness, a toughness, to keep at it, to keep trying, even if the person, it looks to the person as if they're not having any results. Sheklulin bedikno kadisha. And these hasogois of Torah and tefillah are included in the holy beard. Ki klolius ha-toira shemechachin hu shloishes remidoi shatana dreshes behen. Because all of the new revelations of Torah, the entire Torah Shebal Peh, is all based on those 13 formulas by which we expound the Torah. Shehem nimshachim mitleisa tikunei dikna. And those 13 formulas come from the 13 tikunim of the beard that the Zohar Kodesh explains. V'chein hatfila klula b'shloishes remidoi shorachmim. And so too, all of our prayers are under the umbrella of Hashem's 13 attributes of kindness. Kemay Shomru, Rabbi Sein Azal, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Shenis Atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'limeid L'moshe Seder Tefillah, that when the Jews committed the sin of the golden calf, and Hashem was so angry, Hashem wanted to destroy the Jews completely, and Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't allow it. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed and prayed and davened until Hashem forgave the Jewish people. And then from that downer, from that low place, Hashem said, and now I'm going to teach you how to daven, how to pray to me. And the Gemara says Hashem cloaked himself in a talis and he taught Moshe Rabbeinu the 13 attributes of kindness. That whenever there'll be a crisis, a major, major threat, this is your secret weapon. V'oz gila loy shloshesre midoy shel rachamim. Ki ikar ha-tfila hu rachamim v'tachnunim. Because usually tfila is all about kindness, pleading and begging for kindness. We want to try to arouse the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem, Shehem Klulin Bishloishesa Tikune Dikna, which are included and found in the 13 Tikkunim of the beard. As the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Nasai, page 131, that's where, I believe, that's the Idra Kadisha, where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai teaches all the basics of Kabbalah and this concept of the image of man and how it relates to the attributes of Hashem, all the attributes of Hashem. Va'al yidei zeh, al yidei ha-toyra va-tfila, shehem kefi ho-azus shel kol echad, and it's through the Torah and tefillah of each person, which is based on the degree of azus that the person has, azus digdusha, or the opposite azus, person who lives next to a shul and doesn't go to shul, that's azus de sitrachra, chutzpah. And Hashem is your neighbor and you don't go see him? Hashem invites you to come. Each and every Jew has an invitation to go to shul. And a person ignores or rejects the invitation of Hashem, chas v'shalom? Ayidei zeh yoideya hazoken v'yoyshev b'yeshiva, eich lo hechiach es kol echod v'yechod. Rabbi Nizal shows the Likut Imran through the Torah and tefillah of each person, which is based on the azus of each person. That's what gives the tzaddik, who is this zoken yesh v'shiva, the ability to know how to rebuke each and every individual person. U'poiseach piv b'chochma, and the tzaddik opens his mouth with chochma, b'chinas piho poscho b'chochma, and the pasuk continues, v'toiras chesed alashoina, ki kol tikune dikna, heim soviv ha-peh ha-kodosh, because all of the tikunim of the beard surround the holy mouth. V'hizgalus tzinoirois ha-chochma ha-kdosha shel ha-zokin digdusha, and the revelation of these pipes of holy chochma, of the holy beard, and of the holy tzaddik, who is called, the Gemara refers to him as Zokein v'yoyshev b'yeshiva, the elder who sits and studies Torah, Nizgale rak al yidei ha-peh ha-kodosh, is revealed, the way a tzaddik reveals his chochma is through his holy mouth. Shederach shom ikar hizgalus kol ha-chochma. Usually that's how all the chochma is revealed. Hanimshachim derech tzinoirois hasarois shel ha-peyos v'adikna, which comes via these pipes, via these wires, these hairs of the beard and peyos which surround the mouth. In this chapter on the Likut Imran that this halacha is based on, Rabbein Azal says there that the more ill a person is, the more they need a greater doctor to be able to cure them and heal them. So the more ill a person is spiritually, the more they need the greater tzaddik or the greatest tzaddik to be able to heal them. The Yontif of Chanukah is a time when we're going down, we're reaching out to the people that are far away. And we see this on many levels. Number one, when we're healthy and well, we go to Hashem. We go to the Beis HaMikdash. We go to Shul. When a person is sick, they come to visit me. And Rav Nosson Zal explains that Chanukah is the concept of Bikur Cholim. Hashem knew there's going to come a time when we're sick. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We're in Golus, major Golus. Hashem said, okay, I'll come to you. You can light the menorah in your own house. And where do you position the menorah? You position the menorah at the entranceway, at the entrance or exit of the house. That's one of the places where you position the menorah. Or in the window for the outside. We want to broadcast to the outsiders, not the insiders. The insiders are the people who are religious, who are good. We want to do outreach. The message of the menorah is to reach out to those who are far away. The height of the menorah, usually the lowest place. You can't bring holiness lower than 10 tefachim. Chanukah is the exception. We're going all the way down. We're going below 10 tefachim. We try, it's preferred, if possible, to light the menorah below 10 tefachim. It's the only time that the Shekhinah comes below 10 Tfachim. All of this is about reaching down, down, down. The Arizal says that in order to reach all the way down there, during the 8 days of Hanukkah, Hashem turns on those 13 light bulbs, the Shloshesre Midoy Shorachman, the 13 attributes of kindness. And the Arizal says during the first 7 nights of Hanukkah, we're supposed to connect to the first 7 attributes of kindness, which are Kel, Rachum, Vechanun, Erech, Apayim, Virav Chesed, Ve'emes. Those are the first 7, and they apply to each one of those first 7 nights. On the 8th night, Zois Chanukah, the final night of Chanukah, which there's a lot written about it, that's the grand finale, that's when we're supposed to have in mind the last 6 attributes of kindness. Noitzer Chesed Lo Alofim, Noitzer Ovoin, Vofesha, Vechato, Venake. So that we see again this concept that when we're down, when we're in a very low place, the Yerida Tachlis Aliyah, when we're in that low place, Hashem has to bring a light from the highest place possible, in order to be able to repair us, in order to be able to heal us. And this is one of the things that we achieve during these 8 nights of Chanukah, this connection to the Shloshes Remidos. Now we know it's broken up into 7 and 6. Yaakov Avinu, the word Yaakov is Bigematria 7 times Yudkei Vavkei. Yosef is Bigematria 6 times Yudkei Vavkei. The combination of Yaakov and Yosef, this week's Parsha, all the Parshas that we're reading about now, last week, this week, next week, are all about Yaakov and Yosef, these two tzaddikim who are considered like one in a sense. The Zohar Kodesh says, Yaakov veYosef kechodo chashivi. These two are considered like one, and these two, the combination of these two, push all of those 13 buttons, turn on all of those 13 wires of the Shloshes Remidos Shorachmim and the Shloshes Remidos Shatar and Reshes Bahem. We should be zeicher. By studying the Parsha of the week, hearing the Kriyas HaTorah, to be able to connect to Hashem, to the Tzaddikim, by which we're able to receive Hashem's light in a healthy way, we should be zecher to be mekayim the mitzvahs of the Torah, each one of us in the right way. Everyone needs to know that none of us are on the same level, none of us are in the same place. And sometimes what's a mitzvah, an obligation for one person, could be an Avera for another person. Each person needs to know, and again, a tzaddik, a leader, a manhig, needs to know where each person is at and to know what this person should be doing, shouldn't be doing. I remember my Rebbe, Reb Michal Zichron Levracha, when he came to Eretz Yisrael from Russia, most of the people in the shul, in the Breslov Shul Meisharim, wore a shtreimel on Shabbos. He looked at it, and to him it was strange a little, because in Eastern Europe, only a Rebbe, a Hasidic Rebbe, wore a shtreimel. Regular people didn't wear shtreimels. But here in Yerushalayim, the men, the Hasidim, the Yerushalmiim and the Hasidim, everyone wears shtreimels on Shabbos Yontif. And in many places, even kids, when a kid gets bar mitzvah, he puts on a shtreimel. But Reb Michal said for 11 years, he couldn't bring himself to do it. Couldn't do it. And then at one point, somebody came over to him and said that this could be construed like a type of gaiva, that you're different from everybody else. Everybody else here, everybody, even the kids, but you're different, you do something different. He heard it and he said he understood it and he realized, okay, time to buy a shtreimel. And he went and bought a shtreimel, and he said the first time he came to shul, I think on Friday night with it, he wanted to hide under the table. He thought, everybody's looking at me, terrible. But he said, the nature, after a week or two, you get used to it, and it's nothing, and no big deal. And I remember when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, I had a trim beard at the time. Even that, but prior to that, Rav Rosenfeld's students, most of them shaved completely, using obviously a kosher shaving machine, not a razor or anything chas v'shalom like that. There was a time when Reb Michal came to the United States, and there were certain things that went on afterwards in my own life where Reb Michal said, maybe it's time to start growing a beard like Rav Rosenfeld had before he passed away. A trim beard, not a long beard, a trim beard like him. And at the time I did it, and I'm trying to recall, could be some of my friends did it also. And then when I came to Eretz Yisrael, after being in Eretz Yisrael for a while, and I was no longer in a working environment like I was in America, Reb Michal said to me, now that you're here and you're part of our keili, maybe you don't need to trim your beard anymore. Maybe it's a... And at the time I did it, I stopped trimming my beard, and I don't want to go into detail, but there was certain preparation for this that I didn't do, and it wreaked havoc. It caused upheaval in my family, in my life, because there wasn't the proper preparation. Sometimes the preparation for a mitzvah can be even more important than the mitzvah itself. The Rambam writes that the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, there were two steps. There was the Hatovas HaNeiros, preparing the menorah, preparing the wicks and the oil, cleaning out the cups, the whole preparation. And then there was the actual lighting. The Rambam says that the lighting of the menorah was able to be done by anybody, a Yisroel, a Kohen, a Levi. The Hatovas HaNeiros could only be done by a Kohen. Not all opinions agree with this, but this is his opinion. And there are Mefarshim that write that we see from here that sometimes the preparation for a mitzvah could be even more important than the actual mitzvah itself. Eventually, Baruch Hashem, everything smoothed out, and Reb Michal told me for years, the first years that I was in Yisrael, but a shtreimel you don't have to wear. Reb Yitzchak Gelbach, one of the descendants of Rabbeinu Zal, who lived in Yerushalayim and who davened in the Breslov Shul Mei Sharim, he didn't wear a shtreimel. He also couldn't bring himself to do it. And he was one of the descendants of Rabbeinu Zal, a Talmud Chacham, a Yirei Shemayim, someone who everybody respected and loved. And he didn't wear a shtreimel, so Reb Michal told me, you don't have to wear a shtreimel. I didn't ask him if I should wear it. I wasn't looking for it. I was perfectly comfortable with the hat that I was wearing. And then at one point when one of my children was getting married and he was studying in Hasidish Yerushalayim Yeshivas and he was intending to put on a shtreimel and he went to Reb Michal without telling me and he said to him, I don't understand this. My father lives here. He's giving shiurim in Mei Sharim. I'm going to wear a shtreimel. And he went, why? And Reb Michal thought about it and he approached me afterwards and he said, maybe for your son's wedding, maybe it might be a good idea to start wearing a shtreimel. But first, make sure you get your family's approval, see what your family says about it. And at the time, I mentioned it, and the answer was, I'm saying, you see that sometimes things happen in a gradual way, and sometimes if a person does something before the right time or without the right preparation, there's a shattering of vessels. It could cause major destruction. Today's Erev Shabbos. Shabbos is coming. Shabbos is an incredible light. And Chanukah is coming, which is another incredible light. We should be zech to make to prepare ourselves to receive the light of Shabbos. How do you prepare to receive the light of Shabbos? By making all the physical preparations, preparing the house, preparing the food, preparing the clothing, all the gashmias, which activates the ruchnias. Mibsori echse elokai, from my flesh, I see Hashem. By helping out, doing whatever we can to help out, to prepare the house and the family to receive Shabbos Kodesh, and by pleading with Hashem to be zeicher to receive the great light of Shabbos, and to feel the Kiddush of Shabbos. And in addition for Chanukah, to beg Hashem to be zeicher to know what this is all about, to understand it on whatever high levels we can, and to feel the holiness and the sweetness of these Yomim Tovim. We should be zecher through this to get to see the coming of Moshiach, the Gula Shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.